Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:16 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 24th. And perhaps the most important thing that's happened today is the weakness of the yen. And it's been weakening throughout the day. And at the present, the dollar is stronger by 1.81 yen. And that's a new low against the dollar for the yen. It virtually ensures that the Nikkei, having been up 1.28% today, will probably do even more than that tomorrow. And not only is this a remarkable move, but it further emphasizes the commitment of the Japanese to weaken their currency. And because we have had this liquidity-fueled rally, particularly since the turn of the year, and because we have short-term overbought conditions developing in a number of stock markets, then it is really quite important to monitor exactly what is helping to fuel this advance. And it is very much tied to the amount of liquidity that is being added to the markets, because this, we've described this as a liquidity-fueled rally. So when we look at the performance of various asset classes, it is against the background of abundant liquidity fueling this advance. So the Nikkei was stronger today. The ASX was up by about just less than a half of 1%, and it's being led by its banking sector. The Singapore stock market is really quite firm and does look like it is going to continue to push on from the underlying trading range. The Hong Kong market paused in here today, but it does look like it is also going to go higher. The Filipino market and Thai markets continue to push on to new high ground. And it's a generally firm tone in Asian stock markets. In Europe, just about all indices were stronger, but of particular note was the FTSE 100. It was up by an additional 1%, and that is another market that is being led higher by the banking sector. And if we go back to Asia, the Chinese market, and when one looks at the FTSE A600 Banks Index, I think the code for that in the chart library is XA81. It got up to 10,500 in early trading and closed at 10,000, and it's been up on consecutive days for about a week, and it ran out of steam a little bit in here today. That had an effect on the A-share market, and which has not been nearly as strong as the banking sector, and we could be in for a little bit of a pause in China. With the FTSE, where this has been an important breakout and continuing to push up and through the 6,000 area, and being again led by the banking sector, and there is a short-term overbought condition evident. But banking sectors generally have been firm. And while I've concentrated on the FTSE banking sector, this was also an important day for the European banking sector. And it rallied from the lower side of its short-term range to the upper side in the day, with quite a large outside day on the chart pattern. And that's really quite positive action. And it does suggest that the liquidity that has helped fuel the rally over the last 3 and a bit weeks is still very much in force. And in America, the Dow Jones was stronger by about 0.3%, and the S&P 500 is virtually unchanged on the day. The S&P got right up to 1,500. It's been up on consecutive days. It's a little bit overbought in the short term, and 1,500 is a big psychological level. So if it pauses in this area, I don't think too many people are going to be particularly worried. When we've had such a good run, there is plenty of underlying trading to support this advance, and if we see some consolidation, that could probably be viewed as healthy. When we look at the industrial sector on Wall Street, and it really has been the leading sector over the last 6 months, and that became evident back in the summer when it started to outperform the consumer sector. And we're seeing such a large number of those companies breaking out of multi-year ranges. And in the case of a company like 3M or Honeywell, where that range is 7 to 8 to even 10 years in the making, then what we're seeing is really important action. And while there are short-term overbought conditions evident, any kind of pullback in that sector is likely to be a buying opportunity, not just for the short term, but over the medium term, and potentially even the long term. Because when we see markets completing decade-long ranges, then that's something to really pay attention to. And we saw that in the consumer sector about 18 months ago. And we've seen just how much those shares have appreciated. So that offers a good template for what we might expect from some of these industrial-oriented shares. And they are representative of the valuation contraction that has been evident over the last decade. When we look at the commodity complex, this was also an important day for gold. And gold have pulled back by about $17.60 and is closing close to the low of the day. It's continued to encounter resistance here in the region of $1,700, and it will need an upward dynamic now to stem this pullback. And silver, having been stronger on consecutive days, that short-term advance was capped in here today, and it pulled back by about 75 cents. What is particularly noteworthy in the precious metals sector is that palladium and platinum were pretty steady. Palladium is relatively unchanged, and platinum is only down $8, and they remain within these ranges that have been evident over the last 2 weeks. And because both palladium and platinum are leading in this particular part of the cycle, the fact that they are so steady is a positive note, although it may be cold comfort in the short term as gold pulls back. And oil was firmer in here today. West Texas Intermediate pulled back by about a dollar last night, and it recouped almost the entire decline in here today. It was up 84 cents, and Brent crude was also a little bit firmer. So it does look like we could see some additional strength in the short term in the oil complex. The industrial metal complex was relatively unchanged, not a great deal to report upon. BHP Billiton has found support in the region of the underlying trading range, and the BlackRock World Mining Trust is also looking like it's forming a first step above its base. So while the industrial metal complex is not really on the radar for the majority of people, the mining sector has picked up and is finding support just where it needs to if demand dominance is going to be reasserted, so it is worth watching. In the grain and bean complex, it was a relatively quiet day. We've had quite an impressive rally over the last 2 weeks in wheat, corn, and soybeans, but they've now got back to the progression of lower rally highs. And this is really where, if demand is going to be reasserted beyond the short term, then they'll have to continue to advance. And they pulled back yesterday, and they held that decline in here today for the most part. So the medium-term downtrend still remains intact. And in the currency markets, outside of the activity that we've had in the yen, the euro was a little bit stronger in here today by about 60 cents against the dollar, and the pound continues to deteriorate. So the euro-pound rate has seen the euro now rallying for approximately 4 weeks, and it is becoming a bit overbought in the very short term. Now, part of the reason that the pound has been so weak has been with regard to the GDP figures, and I think those are released tomorrow. We are at an oversold condition for the pound, but really a downward dynamic on that euro-pound rate will be required to suggest that this momentum has been capped. And when we look at the activity that we've had, one important factor is that the VIX index is at its lowest level since 2007. And that suggests, or at least it reflects, just how powerful the rally has been and how low the volatility has been. It's just been consecutive days to the upside for a number of these markets. And that is certainly being fueled by liquidity, but it also is a note of caution. So while we have these overbought conditions, they are we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside for as long as we continue to see these markets pushing on and nothing has happened to question the integrity of the short-term advance, not least because there is so much liquidity being added to the market. But nonetheless, as these markets become increasingly more overextended, the risk of a reversion rises, and the first clear downward dynamics, and particularly if it's on a commonality basis and we see it across a range of markets within a short period of time, then that will be a signal that the advance has peaked for the short term, will be in a reversionary process, and the overextensions relative to the 200-day moving average will be closed for a number of these markets. But in the meantime, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.